There are a wealth of companies looking to make dog food with healthier ingredients, but since summer, the FDA has been studying grain-free diets as a cause of heart failure in dogs. Joining us now to talk more about this in studio is veterinarian Dr. Katie Nelson. Thanks for coming in, as always.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
First off, for people who may not know, what exactly is in grain-free dog food, and why is it causing heart problems in dogs?
Well, grain-free has been a big trend for the past few years to kind of get our dogs more towards a meat-based diet. But the problem with some of the foods that are being investigated, and before people freak out, it is an early investigation. This was just something the FDA is looking into after some reports of dogs were diagnosed with dilated cardiomyopathy, DCM. And that is sort of a weakness, a dilation of one of the heart muscles. It can cause the heart to not beat as strongly as it should, and can lead to congestive heart failure, as you said. But what they're finding early on, very early on, is that diets that are high in legumes, so peas, lentils, chickpeas, things like this, or potatoes. So if you're looking at your ingredient list on your dog's food, and within the first few ingredients, you're seeing peas or potatoes or legumes or any other sort of legume, this is a situation where you're going to want to examine that. You're going to want to talk with your veterinarian about this particular food that you're feeding, because that has been linked to some of these dogs having a low taurine level. Taurine is one of the amino acids that is found in meat and milk, and dogs and cats are dependent upon this, and it has been linked, low taurine levels has been linked to cardiac disease.
I guess the same would go also for people. Some people make their own dog food. Like
they
my sister for a while was making her own dog food for her pug, and then it just got to be too much for her.
It is labor intensive. I completely agree with the homemade dog foods. But absolutely, and if you are planning to cook for your dog, you absolutely need to be working with a veterinarian. You need to make sure this is a complete and balanced diet. And again, I want to stress to everybody that it's not every single one of the grain-free dog foods out there that is being investigated. There's some very specific ones that have been linked. And if you feel like your dog has any sign of heart disease and you have been on a grain-free diet, signs of heart disease would be weakness, lethargy, maybe they're not tolerating their exercise as much, difficulty breathing, coughing, absolutely go immediately to your veterinarian.
Are there some online resources, you know, for people who are interested in learning more other than our rather brief discussion about it? There must be some sort of veterinary association or something online they can go to.
Absolutely. The American Veterinary Medical Association has a lot of information about this on their website. And the FDA, if you want to go to the FDA website, all you have to do is just Google FDA and grain-free, and you'll find the entire investigation right there on the FDA website as well.
Any other final tips or thoughts on feeding your best friend?
Well, just make sure that, number one, it is a meat-based diet. I know there are a lot of people out there that are fans of vegetarianism or veganism, that our pets are not made to do that. So make sure that they're feeding a meat-based diet. And if you are feeding one of the grain-free ones, just take a quick look at that label and make sure that peas, chickpeas, lentils, or potatoes aren't in the first five ingredients.
All right. Thanks, as always, for coming in.
Thank you.
Dr. Katie Nelson.